The city of Cambridge has already placed more than a dozen families displaced by a devastating fire at the beginning of the month in new homes. It's still working to relocate dozens more. Until they find housing, those families are staying at a Cambridge hotel. WBUR's Dolores Handy visited last night.
Those still waiting for new housing are all staying at the Holiday Inn Express on Monsignor O'Brien Highway. Paula Caruso lost the apartment where she lived with her family for 16 years.
We all are alive, so we have to be grateful. And I think it brought at least our building that much closer. We're just like a big family now.
But that big family is waiting to move on with their lives in new homes. Marcia Jones and her children had expected to move this week, but found out she'd have to wait a little longer.
They're still cleaning up the apartment because someone had moved out of that apartment, so they're still cleaning it up. But that apartment will be mine, and it's a nice place. It's still the same nice area. So that's a blessing.
Every night, the displaced residents who are still at the Holiday Inn gather to have supper together. Their meals are donated by local restaurants and served by volunteers from the Islamic Circle of North America. Volunteer Malika McDonald-Rushdan.
It was good for all the families to come together each night and support one another. You know, what better way to come together than around food?
And these neighbors expect the bonds they formed in adversity to continue.
None of us want to leave each other now.
Again, Paula Caruso.
We all want to be in the same place, and that's impossible right now. So we're hoping that when they rebuild, we're all going to be able to go back.
But in the meantime, Paula Caruso and her family will remain connected to Marcia Jones and her family. Those two families will have new homes in the same building. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.